Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show. I'm talking about the big guys here. Number 78, Hall of Fame, four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, Jackie Slater, everybody. Jackie Slater here with us in studio. Also, a guy just joining us here on the show today. I think he's been here before. Number 15, the Los Angeles Rams, a legendary Super Bowl 14 quarterback, played so many great games for the Rams, for the Green Bay Packers, Buffalo Bills, was in Canada for a while. I think he was all over the place. So the one and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, how you doing?
Jackie, very good. Thank you, Michael, for having us on
again. Michael's getting better.
Yeah, he's got the numbers right now. Yeah.
And he's got my position right.
Thank you for wearing your uniform so I could get that. Now we got a big guest star on the show today. Jerry Haynes is going to be coming our way from our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, the greatest cheese. Don't listen to me. I'm a cheese expert. But take it from Jackie Slater, the man who is the big cheese of all of us here on the big On Point show. Am I right, Jackie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's special cheeses. And we're very fortunate to have Jerry being a part of our show. And everything, and I don't know, but if I keep eating this cheese, I'm gonna gain a little bit more weight than I really want.
The scientist on our staff is Vince Ferragamo. He's constantly taking Harmony Cheese and pairing it with your family winery, Ferragamo Wines, right?
Well, you know, there's so many great pairings out there with all these cheeses that Jerry's got. I mean, it's amazing. This cheddar cheese has now he's got the pepper cheddar. Oh, that little spicy cheese. And then he's got all these new products coming out.
Yeah. Something big he's going to announce here on the show today.
Yeah, I got to hear from him.
Now, first, we got to welcome in a new affiliate. We got a lot of them all over the country. But AM 1550 KMRI in Salt Lake City and the Salt Lake City Valley there. They've been around a legacy station since 1956, carrying your show on the weekends through Sports Byline. So,
what channel is that?
It's 1550 AM. Wow. Yeah, we don't fool around at the bottom. Like we go to the top of the dial. With this show On Point Live. By the way, check out our website, onpointlive.net, and we want to remind you, our sponsor, harmonycheese.com, email us onpoint@crntalk.com, and check out our podcast. It's a video podcast. It's on the YouTube channel. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. So good stuff coming your way. We're going to take a quick break. Get the cheese out. Got forks, knives, everything. Corey Marino is our producer, by the way. He's ready to go here. Jackie, you look like you just came ready for dinner, let me tell you right now.
Well, I mean,
Setting up the table, just perfect.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Still hungry after that Easter dinner, aren't you?
We got to talk about the draft and a lot more, so stay with us here on Point Live. Thanks for joining us. And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. And we got a great guest here for us. We've been talking about Harmony cheese forever. And we were getting shipments, and apparently Vince and I were not getting them. And we checked out Jackie Slater's refrigerator, and lo and behold, there is in the refrigerator a display of Harmony cheese. What do you mean they made a mistake?
Someone sent Vince's order to my house.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
No. No, that's not what happened.
Vince got his. I got mine.
My order got sent to your house as well.
No. I'm sure it's coming if it hasn't been made it already.
Well, our big announcement.
You're looking
here.
A little heavier. You're looking a little like you're gaining a pound or two.
Chair fell down when I sat in it today. I'll tell you. We got the draft is coming up, NFL draft, and we have a great star, really an icon in the cheese industry. We're talking about Jerry Haynes, who's a seasoned leader in the cheese and dairy industry. The guy's got over, listen to this, you guys thought you guys had a career, over 25 years of experience. He's the owner president of Harmony Cheese LLC. They're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. They ship cheese everywhere. They sell cheese to different stores, restaurants. He's going to give us the whole story. I mean, this guy worked at so many different food companies and has had so many things, but 25 years just in cheese alone. And I know you want to get your wines into his hot hands, don't you, Vince?
Well, Jerry has actually been a consumer of everything, and he's tried my wines in the past with his restaurants there in Green Bay. But it's so great to have him on our show too, because he never forgets the past.
Shall we bring him in?
You gotta bring him in.
All
because
right, Jerry,
there's so much to talk about.
Direct, live and direct through the miracles of broadcasting here on our video podcast, our podcast and our radio show, Jerry Haynes from Harmony Cheese. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. And we're in not sunny Green Bay today, cloudy, but it's still no snow on the ground, so we're all good.
All right, we'll see you next week when you give us another weather report.
Hey, now, you guys, you're looking at Jerry, and you see the background. You see what he's got in the background of his office now.
I was just about to take offense.
That's his favorite guy right there.
You know, we got Vince Ferragamo's jersey hanging up back there,
and
I don't see a 78 anywhere in sight. Is that the only jersey you have in your office, my friend?
No, that's not, unfortunately, no. But I got to get a Jackie one. I got a spot for you already.
All right, then. We got to make sure we make that happen.
All right. He's a super fan. I still have to tell you about Jerry. He's a super fan, right? Because he's got rapport with all the guys, and he's kept in touch with so many guys. You remember Sean Austin, who played Rudy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one of Jerry's good friends. Tim Tyrell, Jack, you remember Tim
special
Tyrell,
teams.
Special teams of the
special
Rams, Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, he played Green Bay, and also Phil McConkey. Okay, Richard Todd and I were buddies way back when. He played for the Jets. I mean, I think Jerry's got jerseys of him hanging up. I think he's got Villapiano, right, Jerry? You've got everybody.
What do you have in that office there, Jerry?
Yeah, here I can show you. I've been blessed that I call these guys friends, but I've been very blessed that there's Phil's jersey right there.
Beautiful.
Steve Grogan.
Remember Grogan? Patriots?
Yeah. Old Patriot fan. There's Richard Todd over there. And there's Burt Jones over there. Burt Jones. And then we got Vince right there. And then we got Tim. Yeah, Timmy T.
They're all there.
Two.
Got to get Jackie Slater up on
the
wall.
Two Rams greats.
Hall of Famer?
I got to get right to the question here. I all the years that I played pro football, one of the things I remember about coming to the Green Bay area was, it was known as the country of the cheese. You could go there and get all kinds of cheese, and they got all kinds of creameries there. And every time we ever came there, we were treated like royalty, being served all these different cheeses. Now, what I want to know is what makes Harmony Cheese approach unique compared to all of these other creameries here in Wisconsin?
We still make cheese the old traditional way. It's smaller vats. It's done a lot of hand, a lot of elbow, just working it. But it's kind of the old traditional style how you make cheese. Some plants get more up to date, which kind of loses that little artisan value. But ours has been still made. It's been being made the same way for over 30 some years.
Yeah, Jerry, how did you get into cheese? I mean, was this always a passion of yours? Did you love cheese? How did you get started?
What happened is I grew up on a farm, and our next thing was we went and worked for a cheese plant. I worked on a farm, and I just worked at a small cheese plant. My first job was to put these little string cheeses in these little pockets. You guys had string cheese, but it took forever. But throughout my life and career, I just kind of I said, well, I'm not going to do this the rest of my life, and I just kind of worked my way up and learned. I became a licensed cheesemaker over there. Then I was head of R&D for a big company. I developed a lot of different cheeses, and it was great experience for me. I was just a young kid learning the business. I learned from old cheesemakers and everything. Just kind of worked my way up through the years. Hard work.
You pass that information along now, and you're an icon in the industry now. But what's a typical day like for you? Are you, I went into a cheese plant one time. You have to put a special hat on and put on special shoes because you don't want to contaminate the cheese. Are you constantly checking out the different cheese? Are you, looking in the pastures to see what kind of quality milk you're getting here? What's a typical day like?
Okay, so our corporate office is a little separate from the plant, but you're exactly right. So when the cheesemaker, which is Al, who's been a cheesemaker for over 40 years, he comes in, he does exactly what he said. He's got to put the hairnet on, he puts white clothes on, he puts the garb on, because you can't – cheese is very finicky. You could actually walking around or something, you could contaminate the cheese. And cheese is very – very acceptable to anything that it's not clean. So it's so critical. And what he does is he checks the milk. We only buy milk from a specific farm. It comes in, it's pretty much the same cheese. Now, people don't know this, but just a little bit, but we have seasons in Green Bay. We have winter, we have spring, fall, and the best time of year right now for milk is like the spring, like right now. This is the best time because we got all the fresh grass growing. The cheese is even better than you think. The best time, but some people can't notice it. But I've been in the cheese industry for so long, I can kind of tell certain avenues. And cows are very finicky too. They love this weather. It's 55, 60 degrees, not overly humid, fresh grass. They're loving this weather right now. And the fall is the same way.
So you got to love your animals. You got to love – I mean, that's where the cheese is coming from, where the milk is. The contented cows are going to make the best milk.
And when you say that, Mike, it reminded me of – I saw a couple videos of some of the cheesemakers in Italy, as Jerry does. And what they do, Jerry, is I noticed they rub the cows down before they're getting ready to milk them. And they make them feel good. And I mean, the quality of the cheese is like great. I mean, I wonder if you do these kind of things
in
Wisconsin?
We don't do that in Wisconsin. They get taken care of. I mean, this weather in Wisconsin is actually ideal for cows. I mean, besides the winter a little bit, but they're in the barn. But majority, And you, Vince, you hit it right on the head. The cows, you gotta keep well care of your cows, and that comes out in the milk. There's no doubt about it. What the cows eat, how they eat it, when they eat it, it's so that's all those factors that actually go into cheese. And Vince, I'm gonna say something with the wine, you know, with your grapes too. I compare it, and I'm probably the only guy in America that probably compares this, but like you too, if you don't have good soil for your grapes and good weather, that affects your grapes, right? I mean, and then it affects your wine. It's the same way with the cows. Every little thing.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that you said what you just said, because I was at Vince's house when yesterday.
Yes,
I was at Vince's house yesterday, and when I got there, Jody said he was out in the vineyard. I went out in the vineyard. Vince is out there clipping back the vines, and he had heaped at the root of the vines. Scrap some of the old clippings so that the vines could get the nourishment from the old clippings and everything. Yeah. So he was trying to explain to me why it's so important that you do these things when I don't see a grape in sight. So that's one of the reasons why his wine is usually very, very good. Because
Forget
the wine. Did you see the way he was in Italy and he was showing how he massages the cows over there? I got a pulled back muscle here, Vince. Maybe after the show, I never knew you had that technique there.
We got to keep Jerry on because I got to ask him a couple more of these
Jerry, you better have him come up and take care of your cows. It's harmonycheese.com. We're going to go visit Jerry, but he's got a special announcement to make when we come back. So stay with us. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. And don't forget to follow our podcast, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, at our 1550 AM Salt Lake City station now carrying the show. We'll be right back with On Point Live. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, and our guest, an icon in the cheese world, a seasoned leader in cheese, Jerry Haynes, direct from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. And you guys, during that break, you, Vince, Jackie, you guys are busting all up with questions here. What do you got, Vince?
Well, I got to ask Jerry this question about, you know, all the cheeses that you make. What is one of your favorite ways to enjoy the cheese? Would you recommend some kind of pairing with your cheese? Jerry, what's your favorite way to go?
Well, I'm going to tell you, now that the charcuterie boards come out and stuff, I really like it. It just brings out the flavor so much better. Like with wine, obviously. I mean, and I'm not saying, I really mean that, like with a nice little setting. You know, warm up the cheese a little bit because the flavor comes out. I mean, let it sit out a little bit and get it. But I have cheese.
You mean room temperature? You want it at room temperature?
That is correct. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm. Now, to echo what you just said, your Abrigelli is absolutely fabulous.
That's your favorite.
I've told these guys I've never tasted cheese like that Abrigelli, and I absolutely love it. And what I want to know is, what is it that makes that such a special blend of flavors? It is, I can't even describe it. I know it tastes good with Vince's wine, particularly his Carissa J and another wine that I drink. But what is it about that Abrigelli that makes it so good?
Well, it's funny you brought it up because and you're talking about Italy, but a lot of our cheeses were designed from a lot of overseas product, and that goes to our cheesemaker who makes that product. He's like a good chef. You know, everyone can cook a steak, but everyone can cook the ingredients that goes into it. And he just has this down, you know, and it starts with the milk, Jackie. I mean, I can't stress that enough. When you have good quality in, good quality out, and just the way he performs it, and doing it by the old traditional way that we do it is what really helps bring out the flavor. You know, just how he puts it and how he does it. When he cuts the cheese, all these things, like just like chef a little bit, like when he takes it off the oven, it's the same thing with cheese making. Every little thing makes such a big difference. He's been doing it so long, and he's teaching some other guys to do it as well. And it just, that's where it all comes from. It all comes from the old artistry of the old cheese making.
Like great wine starts in the vineyard, great cheese starts with the milk. So Jerry, you're here, and we wanted to have you on special because we're going to be talking NFL draft here in a few minutes on the show.
Yeah.
You got something special that you've put together at Harmony Cheese that can be shipped anywhere in the country. It can go to stores. It can go to restaurants. Tell us about your discovery of what you put together in line with the NFL draft, which is being held
in
Green Bay.
Yeah, so with the draft being held in Green Bay, we hooked up a local distillery, and we made a draft beer cheese.
A draft beer cheese. Hold it up.
Get
there.
Get a close up.
Yeah, there you got it. Right there. Now, is that available in stores everywhere, or do we order it at HarmonyCheese.com so we can get it to our house in time to watch the draft?
You have to order this specific cheese on harmony.com. It's not in the stores, but it is available if you order it online.
But that's a local brewery that has put together a special brew that you blended with the cheese. Am I correct here?
That is correct. And that's where our cheesemaker just put it all together. Like, he tasted the beer. Then I'm going to send you guys some, but it tastes phenomenal.
That's an awesome idea, Jerry, because you have a draft brew cheese, which obviously would pair really well with like an IPA beer of some sort like that. And I've seen some of the pairings with cheese. Sometimes cheeses would pair better with wine, and someone would pair better with beer. It depends on the type of cheese, but I think in this case, this would be a great pairing with a nice
Vince,
glass.
They say that a good winemaker like yourself drinks a lot of beer when they're making wine because you're always tasting the wine, so they kind of clear the palate with beer. You talk to any winemaker.
Yeah.
Old long neck over there, Jerry Slater.
Yeah.
You are known a good brewer too. I think this is going to put Abergele to the test with you when you try this new cheese, Jackie Slater.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's going to have to be very good because Abergele is my favorite cheese right now, and I will be an ongoing customer. There's no doubt about that. But I'm always anxious to try a new things, especially when it's edible.
Well, I'm anxious to try. I'm looking forward to try some of Jerry's new cheeses because Jerry said he's got a great Italian line of cheeses coming out. He's got the Reggiano, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a Pecorino. Jerry, you mentioned maybe you're going to get your hands on some sheep's milk to make maybe some ricotta cheese, which would be awesome, and then also maybe a mozzarella. So I'm really looking forward to some of these cheeses as well.
Jerry, if we want a certain kind of cheese, can our audience contact you at harmonycheese.com and ask for maybe what you've got in the line of, you know, in this case, Jackie likes Abergele. You're going to go with the draft beer cheese, it sounds like, Vince.
Well, I'm going with the pecorino cheese, pecorino. The great on top of the draft beer pizza cheese. And the ricotta cheese,
Can they do that, Jerry? Can they contact you that way?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Right. I love the questions. I answer them the best I can, but it's I love talking about cheese. I can, you know, like Vince and Jackie, they talk about football. I love talking about cheese all day.
Now, you have one of your assistants' name is Bree, right?
Correct.
Oh,
yes.
She's amazing.
Now, let me tell you about Bree.
Yeah.
Bree knows, she knows those cheeses.
Yeah.
And I was asking her different questions about the cheese and everything. She was just boom, 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 boom. She's just as good as you about it, man. I was very, very impressed. I had some shipped back to Arkansas to a family member, and I'm going to send some to another family member. She was all over. She did a fantastic job.
Oh, well, and she pairs it very well. Bree does a great job of pairing the cheese with certain kinds of meats for charcuterie boards that she does.
Yeah. She does the boards.
She does a phenomenal job.
She does the charcuterie board.
Mike, you know the wines. Keep in mind a Bree cheese. Yep. One of the favorite pairings with Bree cheese is Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah.
The bubbly Chardonnay. Yeah. It's just like, I mean, it's like 15-0 when you pair that wine. Everybody's in favor of that.
It's good.
It's awesome.
All right, so
it's
this
getting
is
me hungry.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And you got cultural ties there. You got your tasting room there in Athens, Wisconsin, right there by Green Bay. Am I correct?
Yep, it's just right outside Green Bay. It's a little ways away, but yes.
And you're okay with Jackie and myself being here, even though we didn't play for the Green Bay Packers as Vince Ferragamo has.
Jackie's a big fan, I'm telling
you. Jackie is
a big supporter of the
Packers.
Everybody
loves Jackie. So
hey, by the way, let's ask Jackie, ask Jerry a quick question about the draft. The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Jerry, in your estimation, what are they looking for in this coming draft this week?
I would say that probably their first choice is going to be corner. With the it's up in the air with Jerry Alexander, what they're going to do with him, if they're going to trade him or keep him. And I think that's probably if there's some good corners in this year's draft. There's three or four good corners coming out. And if they don't go that, I see them going wide receiver, believe it or not. There's some good receivers that just may fall down in their place, depending on if quarterbacks get drafted early, and stuff like that. I think there's going to be some good ball players that fall in their lap at 22nd.
Let's
go down memory lane for a second here. Jackie Slater, you in 1976 in the third round, the 86th pick, you were drafted. When you got drafted, what were the thoughts that went through your head? Did you think you were going to go play for the Rams? What was it like on that day when you had your career? What was it like?
I had no idea. I just know that I had been recruited by a lot of different agents that wanted to negotiate my contract. And they all were telling me that after the year ahead of me, Walter Payton, who I played with, was the fourth overall pick. And then Robert Brazil was the sixth overall pick with the Houston Oilers. And they were telling me I was going to be a first-round pick. Well, I sat there on the day of the draft, through the first round, through the second round, I couldn't take it anymore. I just got up and went and got my girlfriend. We went to the mall, and when I came back, I found I had been drafted by the Rams in the third round. And the last place I wanted to come was all the way across the country to California. But thank goodness you did. Yes, thank goodness I did.
Trailblazer.
It ended up working out real well.
Trailblazer, because 1 year later in 1977, this guy Vince Ferragamo here, fourth round pick, 91st pick. What was it like for you? Did the world start to spin? Were you confident, nervous? What?
Very much like Jackie. I mean, there's no way to predict where you're going to wind up, Michael. There's 32 at the time. There was 28 teams when we were drafted, but You know, some indications where you'd go in a certain round, but they were all wrong. So after the first two, three rounds, I go, well, that's it. I got to go work out. I don't think I'm going to go in the NFL. And all of a sudden, I get a call from Don Klosterman, probably like 4 o'clock back in Nebraska.
Which is late.
It's 2 o'clock, so on the West Coast. But anyway, it turned out to be a great choice. I was able to come back home and you know, play in front of the Cornhusker crowd.
You came back for the Nebraska team also. But that's
not... And it was funny because when Don Klosterman drafted me, he said, Vince, you know, we remember when you played in high school.
Wow.
And because I used to throw the ball quite a bit in high school. And, you know, Nebraska, we ran the ball quite a bit. But, yeah, it was very interesting to
– And, you know, one guy that got really upset was a gentleman named Pat Hayden who went, damn, they got Vince Ferragamo. We're going to have a quarterback controversy here. And you eventually –
It was always a controversy.
Took him to the Super Bowl.
In 1980, that was a, you know, it was a great
and
team.
It wasn't just Pat team. Hayden. We were
it
loaded
was a
with
team.
Quarterbacks.
You guys have
we
a,
had Ron Jaworski.
You have a brother.
We had James Harris, and we had
Joe Namath.
Namath.
Yeah.
Boy, and
that's before you get to Pat Hayden.
What did you say?
We had Joe
I've got
Namath.
Some of his hearing aids on right now.
There were a lot of Rams were loading that's up right. on quarterbacks that particular year, and we were just, as offensive linemen, we were just floored. We thought the hat was going to be on us to protect these guys, and it was just, it was exciting times to see all those quarterbacks.
And Jerry Hayes back there in Green Bay, what did you think when Vince Ferragamo was traded over and signed up with Green Bay? What were your thoughts?
Well, we were excited about that at that time because Vince had a good career, you know, in the Rams. And so we were excited. At that time, the Packers, Lindicky was getting a little bit older. I mean, it was an exciting time for – I mean, it was pretty exciting. I remember when he came in, he wore number 5, the last player to number 5.
Oh, Horny, that's right. Took that, that 5 out of retirement.
They retired the number for you. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I want to tell everybody, get your Harmony cheese. Jerry's got it ready to go for you. Am I right, Jerry?
I do, yes.
All right, so
we're ready to send it up.
HarmonyCheese.com, that's our sponsor. Jerry, thanks for being with us. We love you.
Jerry.
And we're going to have you back again soon. Have Bree come in with you next time as well, okay?
I will.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Check it out. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more. We got a lot to talk about the draft. Get your Harmony Draft Cheese. I'm telling you, it's available now at HarmonyCheese.com. Don't go anywhere without it, especially during draft days. We'll be back.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. we're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back on Point Live. Always stay on point. That's what we say on the show. I'm Michael Horn. Let's turn them loose right now. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, going to talk a little bit. Let's go first with the name, image, and likeness. And I know, Vince, you like to follow this. You think that these college kids that are trying to get an education should just raid every dime they can possibly get into their grubby pockets. Don't you think that?
Well, the latest episode right now is Nico Yamaleva. Yeah. Okay, the quarterback that was at Tennessee. He was at, you know, making $4.5 million, something to that order. Name, image, likeness. Jackie, they're paying so much money to these young kids now. You know, at age 19 or 20, what do you know what to do with this money financially? First of all, you don't really understand the whole financial markets, all right? So the money's now coming to these players. He decides he wants more money, doesn't want to play in spring practice. Tennessee says, okay, you want more money? Go ahead. Go see if you can find it. So he comes back to UCLA. Jackie, you know a little bit about his background being from Long Beach, and now he's back home. But, you know, now he leaves a state that has no state income tax, just like Texas and Florida, comes back to California. You know, his money now, he's got to pay more in taxes. Yeah. He's making a heck of a lot less than what he made in Tennessee.
But Vince, let's think about
money's not important anymore. Who knows?
Let's just think about this for a moment. Think about what has happened. This young man, you know, opted out of his NIL deal, name, image, and likeness deal there in Tennessee after playing in the playoffs a year ago. And he took less money in a tax-favored state that he was getting in a tax-favored state to come to Southern California. Now, you say, what is he going to know what to do with that kind of money? Well, I mean, just think about it. Guys could always figure out what to do with money.
Spend it.
But this is the thing that makes me feel that this guy's heart is in the right place. He came back to play at UCLA. UCLA is less than an hour drive from where he grew up. Let's give him the benefit of doubt that he wanted to play. If you have all of the freedoms that can make all of the money that they get to make in NIL deals, why not take advantage of it and say, hey, I've made a lot of money. I'm still going to make good money, but I get to go and be with my family. My family gets to come and see me play.
Why not come direct out of high school?
He'll be spending money on his families coming to those games.
But why not come right out of high school, go to UCLA if you want to stay close to your family? Why go to Tennessee
to make the money? Maybe the opportunity wasn't there at the time. Maybe it wasn't there.
This kid's a good quarterback. I like the way he plays quarterback, but I don't like the NIL.
So one other question.
Call me 200 yards a game.
Yeah. Is that
2,600 yards? Nah, it's not real special, but, you know, they come from a running team. I mean, Tennessee was doing it all. He was new to the system. And obviously now they know he's quality quarterback. Now they're going to be passing the ball more, and now UCLA is going to benefit.
It's college, and I agree with you, Vince. Get rid of NIL. Let them play college like you guys played college. Jackie, last week on the show, what did you get? $15 a month meal money when you were in college?
$15 a month.
That's it.
It was laundry fee, not meal money. I would never have gone to Jackson State if they were only giving me $15 a month for meals.
Well, there you have it. But, I mean, you played because you loved the game and you were learning, and it was your college education. Is that fair to the chemistry students? Are they getting, you know, when they put a new bomb together for us to use?
They get the scholarships. Now, that's what they should use the money for. Okay, but I got to ask Jackie, just bouncing off the NIL. Now let's go to the NFL. And the Philadelphia Eagles, Jackie, aren't you ashamed of yourself? You played too soon.
Ashamed of myself.
Ashamed of himself.
Jackie, what do you think about the money?
Aren't I disappointed that I was gone 20 years
too soon?
That's
right, too soon, Jackie,
it's unbelievable. They just jumped. Absolutely.
Philadelphia Eagles, what they renegotiated their offensive line contract.
Their offensive line, four of the five starters on their offensive line a year ago are making over $22 million a year. Lane Johnson at right tackle is making $25 million. And their new right guard is going to be making less than $2 million because he's just entered the fray, and they lost Mekhi Becton, the big 6'8" right guard. He came to the Chargers. So this is a talented offensive line. And what this says to me more than anything else is that the guy that's building this football team, the guy that brought in Barkley, the guy that's assembled these big offensive linemen, he knows where the money should be spent. Spend it on the big guys, because football is a big man's game.
In unrelated news,
the big man is always at a little.
Maybe send a signal to all these other NFL teams in this upcoming draft.
Absolutely. Go get them.
In unrelated news, the new menu is out at the Philadelphia Stadium there, and the brand new NIL hot dog is going to be available for you for $225 without the bun. Ooh. That'll cost you another $100. So enjoy it. Yeah, fans are going to pay for all this. Come on.
No.
Ultimately, the fans
are not going to pay for all of this.
Yes, they are.
Listen, guys, listen. The
how
fans are not
going to
be paying for this.
Games today, Jackson?
You don't look for tuition to double and triple. That's not going to happen. The money is coming directly from television revenues, guys.
No,
gate receipts and revenues. That's where the money is coming from.
You get a space, by the way, Vince. You have to pay extra for the seat at the park now. So it's just a space, and then you have to buy the seat to attach it.
Everything's expensive,
yes,
in today's world. But I mean, to see the prices jump the way they have, obviously Jackie's right. I mean, the TV revenue
is a
stream of money that's coming in. But
how much
who
is your
watches
cable bill?
TV? Us, the viewer at home.
That's right.
Okay, it's all driven by the attraction and what kind of events you have and the people who want to watch it.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, look at the NBA now. I mean, I mean. It's amazing. I'm really infatuated by this playoffs structure, what they've got going on right now. Because some of these teams I'm watching play, I mean, the Clippers and the Nuggets, I mean, they are dead heat. I mean, you hate to see the game. You hate to see someone lose this game.
Yeah.
There's
like
so many great players on both teams.
Both teams.
I mean, this is a marvel to watch.
And the one thing, Vince, if you've noticed it, that those teams that are very, very good in these playoffs have,
yeah.
The one thing that they have is they have two guys that you have to pay attention to when they have the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
You got to defend two special offensive ball
Kawhi
players.
Leonard, James Harden.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Jokic, you got three or four guys on the Nuggets.
You do. And I mean the two guys at the Clippers, these guys are both, yeah, you put the ball in their hand, they're dangerous. They're going to put points on the board. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, I'm just telling you, this is what the formula, and if you can support that with a good big that can get offensive boards, play some defense close to the hoop, you got a special basketball team.
And by the way, when you get your cable bill, you pay extra for a feed that has two cameras so you can follow both guys. Otherwise, just one camera is $300, two cameras, $550. Have you seen your cable bill?
Oh.
The sports on there just makes it go nuts.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So the money's coming out from everybody's pockets there. I think we're a little out of control.
And it's a game of big men, too, as Jackie said.
Yes.
Because D-Botch is having a great year for the Clippers.
Yeah.
And you see it now with the Thunder. Thunder playing unbelievable. They beat Memphis by 51 points the other night.
You're proud of that game, aren't you? You like that.
Points. Yes, he is.
SGA. I mean, they got two centers over 7 foot on the court and can shoot from outside and everything.
They can move and they can defend.
I mean, that's a team to watch out for.
Perimeter shooters. They can move all over the place.
But how about the Warriors? I mean, of any
entertainment,
I love to watch the Warriors play. I mean,
Steph Curry
is playing great.
Jimmy Butler.
Playoff Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, what an acquisition. You talk about acquisitions now.
And this is what Curry said. Curry said, now we're a basketball team that you have to defend. You have to know where two guys are when they have the ball. You got to have defense for me and Jimmy Butler.
And
there's
Jackie,
no doubt about
this
that.
Is a game, and this upcoming, you watch the playoffs for the NBA. It's a game of physicality. Who is going to step up physically and take charge?
Skirting
the Celtics
the rules.
Won't back down.
Skirting the rules sometimes.
Yes, anytime, whatever you can get away with, right, Jack?
That's what, I'm saying.
Look at the Nuggets and the Clippers. They go back and forth. The turnover ratio, whose team was more physical? It's winning the game.
I'm watching hockey. I'm telling you right now, hockey and those Kings. They've got a good season, and we'll see what happens as we go through. Let's get into it's a draft week
right?
And we've got the draft cheese from Harmony Cheese. What are your guys' thoughts on some of the players available for the draft? Start with you,
let's go first three teams. teams, I mean, Titans, then you have the Browns and the Giants. Okay, Titans are going to get Cam Ward. They need a quarterback. Okay, the Browns are going to go for probably Travis Hunter. Okay, they, the two-way player, and as Jackie said, he can elaborate a little bit later what's happened with him. He's unbelievable. He's a great talent. The Giants probably going to go with maybe a defensive lineman. Who's the top guy? I don't know. I mean, from Penn State. I mean, he's
Abdul Carter.
Abdul
the
Carter.
Edge. You're
I think
talking about
so.
The edge.
The edge, yeah.
Most
yeah.
likely Patriots, probably an offensive lineman. I mean, they've invested a lot of money in the defensive line. The Jags, this guy I really like. Jackie, you can move on after this. Tyler Warren. This guy is multi-talented, 6'6", 250 pounds, plays tight end, fullback.
Yeah, you've been talking about
position.
Him. You've been talking about him.
I like
him
this
lot.
Guy. This guy's going
to
be amazing.
You know, when I look at this draft, Vince, to me, I'm going to – first of all, I'm really curious to see what Liam Cohen and James Gladstone are going to be doing down in Jacksonville with the 34-year-old general manager down there. I'm thinking he's going to be thinking Aaron Donald, and I'm thinking he's going to go for Servite's very own Mason Graham, the big kid from
Michigan.
Kid's
good.
And the kid from Michigan, Mason Graham, this is what I know about the kids that graduate from Servite High School right there in Anaheim, California. Mm-hmm. They're disciplined, they are mature beyond their age, and they're leaders. That's what they do. They play with a lot of a leadership attitude in everything they do. Now, the other thing that I'm going to be watching, I feel like Abdul Carter is going to be the best. Is going to be the number one pick overall. But I think that Travis Hunter is going to be very, very close at second. You know, the kid went to my alma mater. I give him that. And he, you know, has won the Heisman Trophy over at Colorado. But the thing that I like most about him now is that I think for the first time, potentially, we're going to see a non-quarterback making as much as a quarterback in the National Football League. This guy's already said
two-way player, Mike.
He's already said that if he's asked to play one position, either corner or wide receiver, he'll quit. Now,
both.
Where did that attitude come from?
Play both.
Where did that attitude come from? He's been mentored by one of the toughest and most tenacious competitors that I have seen in Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders played, remember, he played pro baseball. He was a hell of a cornerback, played pro football, and he was doing them at the same time, one season after the next. So why not, if this guy is capable of doing it, and we've seen he's got the skills to play on both sides of the ball, why not breathe that kind of confidence into him? And that's exactly what Deion has done with this kid. He wants to show the world that he can be a good DB, a shutdown corner, and he wants to show him that nobody can cover him. And that, I think, is going to be the next great phenomenon that we see in the National
Jackie
Football
Jackie Slater, forget, everybody. Vince Ferragamo, your thoughts.
And don't forget Deion's son, Shedeur Sanders, okay? He's an excellent quarterback. I think I see SSS. He's going to the Saints.
You
all
think
right?
So?
And by the time this show is aired, it'll probably have already happened.
Has his uniform been retired yet from college days?
Number two, yeah. They're retiring his number, I think, too. That's unbelievable. But you know, this is a good year, Mike, for offensive line and defensive line. Offensive line, Jack, you can get into the more specifics about offensive line, but one of the best guys from Alabama, offensive guard, and Jackie can tell you the importance
Tyler
of left
Booker.
Guard.
He's 6'5". He's 321 pounds. Nobody's talking about him. Nobody's saying much about him because they've been talking about Will Campbell, who's 6'6", 319 pounds.
He's a tackle.
He's a dynamic pass blocker. They say he has short arms, but we saw Mike Ken deal with that for 17 years when he played with Atlanta Falcons. This guy Booker right now is a blindside inside pass blocker.
Blindside inside pass blocker.
Blindside inside pass blocker.
You can't get pressure up the gut.
So
there's no way.
And he's
that's
on the inside of the blind side. So that quarterback can feel him quickly. That's where Aaron Donald beat a lot of left guards at, lining up with Aaron. And they wanted him there because now that color shows quick on that quarterback and he panics early. This guy right here is a shutdown pass blocker at left guard.
And don't forget the running backs, too. Aston Genty from Boise State.
From Boise
okay,
State.
Yeah, he'd probably go to the Raiders. All right, I think. And no, T-Mac is the McMillan from Arizona wide receiver is a good, talented 6'5". I don't know.
You
6'4", 213.
Him.
Yeah.
The Genty guy,
yeah.
His head coach played at Azusa Pacific. I coached him.
Yeah, going to take a break, wrap things up for you here. These guys are rolling right now. It's On Point Live. Check our website out, onpointlive.net. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget to get our sponsors, cheese. HarmonyCheese.com. They got the new draft cheese made with draft beer from Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Boy, this show has just buzzed by today. It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. And final minutes here. Don't forget to go to our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. Thank them for sponsoring the show. Hi to our new people at 1550 AM in Salt Lake City and the whole Salt Lake City Valley, stations all around the country. You can listen to the show at crntalk.com. The show is airing at multiple times during the week, Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and again at 8 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, Saturday 8 a.m. Pacific, and Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. All right, let's talk final thoughts here. NCAA trying to propose direct payments to athletes here and away with 153 different rules to pave the way for it.
And you know, one league that's opting out of this new NIL direct payment is the Ivy League. So that's very interesting. It's a very scholastic-driven.
Like Duke and those guys?
Well, yeah. You've got Princeton, you've got Yale. Brown, you've got Yale, Dartmouth, Harvard. You know, and it's expensive to go to those schools, and that's what originally was meant to be. You go to school to get an education, and then do something afterwards. You can't play sports your whole life, but what they're paying professional athletes today, it's almost like now it's reverting to college, and it's like a semi-pro league. So, I mean, you know, they have to do something about the movement, Michael, because the transfer portal, people can get up and leave. What does it say to other athletes on the team when you're the quarterback and all of a sudden, yeah, I need to make more money, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody you're building a program, building a, you know, a
Well, trust me, Vince. Trust me. The guys that are playing right now in college, they're looking at it and saying, he got his, I'm going to get mine.
There you go.
And I, for the most part, I do agree with you. But what I'm going to be challenging our listeners to do this week is send in to us, the NFL draft is about to happen. I'm curious as to what people think their individual teams need to do in this draft to get better. I think the Rams are going to have to boast their offensive line a little bit. Yeah. Got to see what they're going to do with Havenstein. We're not sure. I think the secondary needs to be boasted, and they need to have a good ball-hawking linebacker.
Email
That's what I'm looking for with my team, and I want to see what you think about that.
@crntalk.com. @crntalk.com. As Jackie said, what does your team need? Email us. @crntalk.com. We'll read them next week. And don't forget to follow us on our YouTube channel there with On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. That's our show.
And Michael and Jackie, you know what we always say at the end of the show?
Stay on point.